I want to introduce the rest of our family members. My wife Jessica is back there.
Hello, my wife Jessica.
And she is making sure that our daughter Lydia, who is 3, doesn't have any major outbursts while Dad is speaking.
还有她那个小女儿 Lydia 三岁。
And we have another daughter who is 15.
还有她还有个女儿十五岁。
And she's actually on a ministry trip this weekend with her grandparents.
她跟她的祖父母今天就是在一个服务在一个那个服事。
But she talked to us just a few minutes before the service and said, I'm praying for the meeting tonight.
刚刚她跟她打过电话说她也在为我们的聚会祷告。
So it's a joy to be with you this evening and to be here ministering as a family.
真的很高兴今天晚上能够在这边然后跟大家一起的分享。
I'm just checking to see if he wanted to say something here. Okay.
悄悄话。
All right, I told him to give me a special signal if he comes up with something. All right. Well, it's a real privilege for us to be here this evening.
真的是再次觉得非常的荣幸能够在这边。
And we have a word of encouragement for you and your family.
想要来跟大家分享一些神鼓励我们的话。
There is hope for you and your family.
我们每一个家庭都有盼望。
As the pastor just said so eloquently, we need to see God strengthen the family.
我们需要看到神来坚定来坚固我们的家庭。
The family unit is really the central piece, the most important unit that we find in Bible and in society.
我们从圣经里头跟我们的社会里头知道说我们的家庭是一个非常重要的这个分子。
And so we're here tonight not so much to share something new with you this evening.
所以我们今天晚上不一定是要分享一些新的信息。
But to take a look at a few scriptures.
我们要一起来看一些经文。
And also just share a little bit of our journey as a family.
然后跟大家分享一下我们的家庭的一些经验。
And some of the things that we have learned.
也跟大家分享我们所学到的一些事情。
So we're really just going to give you a little snapshot, a little window and picture into our family tonight.
所以我们就今天就是要跟大家分享一下我们这个家庭是怎么样的运作。
Now there's one member of the family I didn't mention.
我刚刚没有提到我们家中的一个分子。
And I'm not sure if it's on the PowerPoint, if we have it. If we don't, that's okay.
我不确定是不是有在这个 PowerPoint. 牧师他今天下午寄给你。
You may have it. Mm-hmm. And if you need it, I have it right here, Pastor. I came prepared. All right, I'll tell a funny joke in the meantime.
先从我来讲个笑话了。
Has anybody ever heard of a Daniel fast?
有没有听过说但以理的这个禁食
？Okay, and so you know the story of Daniel in the lion's den.
所以大家都知道但以理跟这个狮子的坑的故事吗
？Just nod so I know that you're understanding me. Okay, very good. Okay, who can tell me? Well, actually, no, I can't answer it that way. How many of you know why the lions didn't eat Daniel?
大家知道为什么这个狮子没有把这个
Does anybody know why the lions did not eat him?
有没有人知道这个答案
Because they were very spiritual.
因为他们非常
They were on a Daniel fast.
因为他们是在就实施这个但以理的禁食
You want another one? Eden's got some jokes. You want to tell a joke, Eden? Come on up here.
Now,
this is really good for this church. He's got a joke about Noah's Ark. Do the Noah.
Okay.
Here, you got to talk right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Good. So, what type of lights did Noah use on the ark?
挪亚在方舟上用什么样的灯
？Flood lights.
那是用。Floodlight 就是洪水灯，可是其实是这种放光的。
For this church, thank you.
Did Noah
come
first from the ark? No, he didn't. Yeah. No, he didn't. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, did Noah come first from the ark?
Did Noah come first from the ark?
那个挪亚是第一个到方舟的吗
？No, he came fourth from the ark.
不是他，因为他是从 fourth 是那个
fourth from the ark，
因为那个船的那个船的前面那个 fourth。
That's a hand grenade joke. It takes a minute to blow up.
要用英文才比较能了解。
I'll let you know if we need to stall anymore later on. So there we go. All right, so there's a picture of our family.
And
there's one member missing. I don't know how she missed out on the family picture, but you can go to the next slide. There she is. There she is. Now this is Duchess.
她是这个小公主。
Oh, look at it. Oh, I can control it from here. Uh-huh. Excellent. Wonderful. This is Duchess. Now she is, she weighs in at 5 pounds.
她大概5磅重。
Her breed is called a Chiweenie.
她这个种叫 Chiweenie.
She's half Chihuahua.
她是半个Chihuahua。
And half Dachshund.
半个Dachshund。
You put those together and it becomes Chiweenie somehow.
就变成她的这个种。
So she's got a long body.
她有一个长长的身体。
But she's very, very tiny.
但是她非常的小。
Now when we adopted her, I had a great idea.
我们收养他的时候有一个好主意。
I thought we should pick a different name.
我觉得说要给他取一个不同的名字。
I thought we should name her Killer.
我觉得说要把他叫做是一个杀人者。
But my wife said, let's name her Duchess. Look at her.
然后就是Jessica说应该把他叫做这个郡主, 有点像郡主的意思。
And that brings me to the first point of our talk tonight, which is about unity between husband and wife.
所以我第一个主题就是说夫妻之间的合一。
And how important it is that we come together.
就是大家能够就是一起的那个就是妥协是多么的重要。
And the most important words, gentlemen, that you can say to your wife,
就是男士们你对你太太可以说的最重要的一句话。
Two words that can transform your marriage tonight.
就是两个字就可以来转变你的婚姻。
I don't know how it comes out in Chinese, but in English it's yes, dear.
是的，老婆。
It does sound a little different in Chinese, doesn't it?
老公也可以，应该是是的，老公是的。
All right, that was just a little bonus for him. All right, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Ephesians chapter four.
有圣经的话，请大家翻到以弗所书第四章。
And let's see if we get this to cooperate. Oh, here we go. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about transformation as a family lifestyle.
今天我们要讲的就是说让这个转化成为我们生活的一个就是这个是一个过程。
And let me say at the outset that we are not experts about this.
我只要跟大家说我们并不是这方面的专家。
We are on a journey.
我们就是在这个旅程上面。
And we are learning and growing.
我们一直在学习，一直在成长。
And we are here just to share some of our notes, some of the things that we have learned along the way here.
我们在这里就是要跟大家分享我们的经验跟我们的学习。
Jessica and I have been married now almost 18 years.
他们结婚已经18年了。
And her father is, my father-in-law is Ed Silvoso.
他的岳父就是这个丰收布道团的负责人叫 Dr. Ed Silvoso.
And so when I became interested in pursuing Jessica, we had a conversation.
所以当他想要追求这个 Jessica的时候, 他就跟这个 Dr. Silvoso有一个
He said, I'm so glad you're interested in my daughter. I said, I like the sounds of this. And he said, I want to tell you something. We don't believe in dating at all. And I kind of cleaned my ears and said, it sounded like you said you don't believe in dating.
你是告诉我说你不相信约会。
I don't understand.
我不太了解你的意思是什么。
He said, sit down.
他说请你坐着。
And we had a long conversation.
然后我们就谈了很长的一段时间。
And he explained to me the difference between dating and courtship.
他就跟我解释说约会跟这个追求的这个不同。
And he said the difference is,
他说这个其中的不同呢,
in courtship, you not only date the girl,
在你追求这个女孩子的时候，你不但是在追求她，
but you get to date the whole family.
那你也要认识这个她的整个的家庭。
And in Ed's case,
然后在这个里头呢，
I got to date the whole ministry as well.
在他的情况里头，他必须要认识这整个服事的团体。
So it really was an amazing blessing. We got to travel and do a lot of ministry even before we were married.
真的是这是一个非常奇妙的祝福，因为在我们结婚之前，我们也一起服事了很多的地方。
We led many different mission trips together.
我们一起去各个不同的宣教的旅程。
And it was wonderful to serve the Lord together even before we were married.
在我们结婚之前能够一起的服事主，真的也是非常美好的事。
I want to know how many young people here or older people are not married.
我想了解一下我们在这边。
But you want to be.
在这边有没有还没有结婚但你想要结婚的。
All right, good. We'll have a special session for you later. All right, well, we'll pray for you guys before we finish tonight, okay? And if you're a single guy and a single girl, we'll maybe look at connecting you and making some good things happen.
如果你们是单身的，我们要看来怎么办。
If the pastor is okay with that, okay.
当然要有牧师的同意。
We might start some families here tonight. I just want to see. So okay. Well, the first thing that I wanted to share, one of the big keys is the importance of unity between husband and wife.
所以最重要的就是夫妻之间的一个合一。
Unity is not something that just happens.
它不是就是这样发生的。
It's something that we have to work at.
是我们必须要努力得来的。
You don't have to go to college.
你不需要上大学。
To recognize that there are differences between men and women.
你不需要上大学去了解男女之间的不同，有男的女的。
In fact, we couldn't be any more different, right?
我们真的是非常的不一样，男人和女人之间。
And so it takes some time and some effort to figure out how to work together.
所以真的是要花时间才能够了解男人跟女人有什么不同。
And how to walk together.
而且如何的一起的同行。
How to pray together.
怎么样一起祷告。
How to minister together.
怎么样一起服侍别人。
All of these things, it takes time, it takes working at it.
这些所有的事情都需要时间。
But one of the real important things about unity
但是合一最重要的一件事情呢
is that unity brings spiritual authority.
当你合一的时候就可以带来属灵的权柄。
And that's why it's so important that we be united as husband and wife.
所以这个就是为什么夫妻之间必须要合一。
Because the devil knows
因为撒旦知道
if he can get us in a place of disunity,
如果他如果能够让你们能够有分歧的意见的时候
then we don't have any authority.
我们就没有权柄。
And this is really clear in the book of Ephesians in chapter 4.
在以弗所书第四章。
This is part of a much longer passage, but we're just going to take a look at a couple verses.
我们只要看一两节经文。
And I'm going to start in verse 25 of Ephesians chapter 4.
我要从26节开始。
It says, So put away all falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth because we belong to each other. And I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think I actually do not have the translation. Okay,
oh, okay. Sure. Do you want to just read it maybe in that language? 25 to 27.
所以把你们所有的错误都放下因为你的灵舍说我们是属于彼此的。
There we go.
Sorry. 所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说诚实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
So this passage is really clear about a couple of things.
这个经文讲到一个很清楚的事情。
It's interesting. It doesn't say don't get angry.
他没有说不要生气。
It says get angry, but don't sin.
他说你们可以生气但是不要犯罪。
And what's the difference?
有什么不一样呢?
We find it in the following, in what Paul says following that.
接着他说。
When he says, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
他说生气却不要犯罪不可含怒到日落。
What Paul is saying is, don't let a day go by and you have something unfinished.
所以保罗在这边所教导我们的就是说在日落之前要把事情解决。
Don't go to bed angry.
不要上床之前不能够再生气了。
Bring closure.
要结束你这个要把这个事情解决。
Or call a truce.
而且要或者要停战。
Say time out.
要说够了。
We might not agree completely.
我们现在虽然不能够完全的
同意。But we're going to be at peace with one another.
但是我们现在要和好。
As we go to sleep.
当我们睡觉以前我们就要和好。
And why is that important?
为什么这个这么重要呢?
We find it in the next verse.
在下一节圣经里头27节。
In verse 27 of Ephesians 4.
在以弗所书第四章27节。
It says, For anger gives a foothold to the devil.
因为他说你生气可以给魔鬼有一个把住你的地方就是说不要给魔鬼留地步。
And the original language here, it says it gives an opportunity to the devil.
他意思就是说你会给魔鬼留了一个机会一个地步。
If I am angry with my spouse and we are arguing and fighting about something, and one of us goes to sleep and we don't bring resolution to that, we have just opened the door to the wrong person.
如果我们在睡觉之前跟配偶吵架，然后在睡觉之前不把事情解决的话，我们就是留了一个地步给魔鬼，让这个事情可以越发扩张。
My father-in-law Ed says it much more directly.
我的岳父讲得更直接。
He says it like this.
他这么说。
If you go to bed angry with your spouse,
如果你就睡觉以前还在跟你的配偶生气，
you've invited the devil over.
你就等于像好像邀请了撒旦。
And asked him to come and lay in your bed between you and your spouse.
好像你邀请撒旦睡在你们两个人中间一样。
So you can blame Ed for that one.
这个是他岳父的一个说法。
But this is really important.
所以这个是非常重要的。
Bring closure to things with your spouse before going to sleep.
在睡觉之前，在日落之前，就要将事情解决。
Let's not give the devil any room to maneuver with our family.
不要给魔鬼留任何的地步。
And time and again, my wife and I have found as we've talked to couples that are just being married or have been married for some time.
我跟我的妻子发现，当我们常常在辅导一些刚结婚的夫妻，或者是已经结婚一段时间的夫妻。
And we pop the question and say, "Have you ever gone to bed angry?"
我们问他这个问题，说你们在睡觉之前有没有有些时候还在跟彼此生气的。
And if they say yes, we say, okay, that's where you have allowed the devil to come in.
所以我就是说这个时候我就清楚地告诉他们，就是你在邀请撒旦到你们的家。
So the first encouragement is don't let the devil in.
所以第一个鼓励就是说不要邀请魔鬼，不要邀请撒旦进入你的家。
And if that has happened,
如果万一发生了呢？
Kick the devil out.
把他赶出去。
And bring closure, bring peace between you and your spouse.
再一次把和平带回家中。
Because as parents,
因为当作为父母的，
you have spiritual authority over your household.
你对你的家庭有一个属灵的权柄。
And you need to exercise that authority.
我们要使用这样子的权柄。
From a position of strength.
而且我们要从这个有力的、有能力的地方来使用这个权柄。
I see my slide is wrong. It says Ephesians 5:26. It's actually 4:26.
所以是应该是第四章，我的那个我的 PowerPoint 有点错误。
All right. So unity is really, really key. Unity between husband and wife.
所以在夫妻之间的合一是很重要的事情。
The next key for us has really been how important it is for us to take personal ownership of our own sphere of influence.
所以呢，下一个很重要的事情就是说，我们要在我们自己这个影响力的范围里头，要承受自己的这个要负责。
And we see a promise along those lines in Joshua 1:3.
我们看到在那个约书亚记里头有一个应许。
And it says, "Everywhere you go, I will give you the land where you put your foot."
他这里说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许的。
As Jessica and I were married,
我跟那个 Jessica 结婚的时候，
we had seen God move and do incredible things in cities all around the world.
我们也见证到神在许多的城市大大的动工。
In Europe, in Australia, in Canada.
在欧洲，在那个澳洲，在加拿大。
And when we got married, we said, "This is so awesome."
我们结婚的时候，我们就说这个是太棒了。
We've seen God move all over the world and reach cities for Him.
我们看到神的大能在各地方动工。
But we want to see God do it here.
我们也要看到神在这个地方来动工。
And we want to see God use us.
我也希望看到神又来使用我们。
And so we dedicated ourselves towards that vision.
所以我们就朝着这个意向来做。
And we started very simply.
我们非常的简单。
By doing what Dave Thompson talked about in the previous session.
就像今天下午这个 Dave Thompson 教导我们的。
By blessing and speaking peace to our neighbors.
就祝福我们的邻舍。
And we just began to do that on a regular basis.
我们就这样子经常的这样做。
Now, in case you haven't noticed, I'm kind of a little bit loud and excitable.
如果你们还没有注意到，我这个人是非常容易兴奋，而且我声音蛮大的。
And my idea was to get a big megaphone, a big bullhorn.
我的想法是说拿一个大大的扩大器。
And go out into the sidewalk.
然后到这个。
And call all the neighbors to attention.
然后就告诉邻舍说
Say, come out into your house and I want to bless you.
哦，通通出来吧，我让我来祝福你们。
But wisely, I listened to my wife.
但是我很聪明，我听了我太太的话。
And I did not do that.
我没有那样子做。
So we just began to quietly in our everyday lives pray and prayer walk our neighborhood.
所以我们很安静的，然后就是在我们的邻居的附近，我们每天的这样子一面的散步，一面的祷告。
And we prayed with our eyes open.
但是我们一面祷告，我们的眼睛是张开的。
So we could see what needs were around us.
所以我们就可以看到我们的周围是什么样的情况。
And what we saw was a lot of lonely people.
我们所看到的是很多孤独的人。
People would come home.
他们回家以后。
Drive into their parking spot.
把车子停下来。
Race into their house.
就跑进他们的家。
Close the door, lock it, and close the blinds.
然后他们就关了门，就锁上门，然后把这个窗帘拉上。
And never have any visitors.
那从来也没有什么访客。
And so we prayed into that.
所以我们就为这个祷告。
Lord, what do you want us to do about this?
我们就问神说，你要我们做什么呢？
And eventually we connected with a couple of the neighbors.
后来我们跟几个邻居开始有些交往。
And we organized a little neighborhood party.
然后我们就做了一些就是说邻居的一个小小的宴会。
With no agenda.
没有什么特别的目的。
I didn't bring my Bible out to preach.
我也没有把我的圣经带着来。
I wanted to.
想要传道。
But I didn't.
我虽然很想，但是我没有这么
做。We were just there blessing and building relationship with the neighbors.
我们就是祝福他们，然后关心他们。
We lived in a development where there was multiple levels to the homes, and so we had a neighbor that lived up above us.
所以我们住的地方呢，楼上是有邻居的。
And every night, my wife and I would just pray and send blessings upstairs.
每天晚上我跟我的太太就为楼上的人祝福祷告。
And we knew it was working.
我们觉得已经开始有用了，有够。
Because the neighbor was resisting.
因为刚开始的时候，他们有就是已经开始有一点在好像抵挡我们。
And so we began to just pray and bless her even more.
所以我们就继续更多的为他们祝福跟祷告。
And it got so crazy after about 9 months.
九个月以后呢？
Our parking spaces were right beside each other.
本来我们停车位是就是一起的。
And when we would see her in her vehicle, we'd pull up beside her.
当她停进来的时候，我们就跟她一起停进来。
And we'd kind of look over and smile.
然后我们看着她，跟她笑一笑。
And she would keep her eyes looking straight.
然后，但是她就目不转睛的不看我们。
And we just continued to bless and bless.
然后我们就继续的为他们祝福。
We did that many, many times.
我们做了很多很多次。
We took her gifts at Easter and at different times throughout the year.
我们就是在各种节日里头也送他们一些礼物。
And we saw no response.
我们也没有看到任何的回应。
Until almost a year later.
等到差不多一年之后。
There was a very unexpected knock at the door.
就有突然有一天有人来敲门。
And I looked through the little eye hole there on the door.
我从这个门洞上面看一看。
And there was my neighbor from upstairs.
就是我楼上的邻居。
And boy, I got so excited.
我就好兴奋。
I'm looking at her through going, I can't believe it, there she is!
我真的不相信这是我楼上的邻居。
Jessica, this is amazing, you gotta come!
我叫我太太说你来看我们的邻居来了。
This neighbor we've been blessing for 9 months is right outside our door!
我们祝福了九个月的邻居。
This is fantastic!
真是太棒了。
I can't believe it!
我实在不敢相信。
This is such a great day!
太棒了。
Amazing!
太棒了。
And Jessica said,
然后我太太说,
Open the door!
开门吧。
So we opened the door.
对，我们邀请，我们开了门。
And our neighbor was there.
然后我们邻居站在那儿。
She gave us a gift.
她给我们一个礼物。
She gave us a card.
她给我们一个卡片。
And she gave us a dog bone for our dog.
她也给了我们小狗一个那个骨头。
We couldn't believe it.
我们简直不敢相信。
It was incredible.
真的是太好了。
We just talked briefly.
我们就聊了一下。
And said goodbye.
我们就说再见了。
And then later we opened up the gift.
当我们打开这个礼物。
And we opened up the card.
然后我们打开看了这个卡片。
You gotta remember, we've had no verbal contact directly with her.
要记得我们从来没有跟他们讲过任何话。
So we read the card.
我们看了这个卡片。
And it said, Dear Benji and Jessica.
他们上面就说Dear Benji and Jessica.
I said, Wow, she knows our names.
她知道我们的名字。
We never shared our names.
我们从来没有告诉他们我们的名字。
We just said your neighbors from downstairs.
我们都是有说你楼下的邻居。
She said, "Dear Benji and Jessica, thank you for being such wonderful neighbors."
她说，亲爱的 Benji and Jessica， 谢谢你做这么好的邻居。
I can literally feel the blessing that comes from your house.
我真的可以感受到从你们家传过来的祝福。
And it has impacted me so greatly.
而且对我真的是带来极大的影响。
Wow, we were stunned.
我们真的是非常的惊讶。
Blessing is powerful.
这个祝福是非常有力的。
The story continues on and other people are involved, but today that neighbor has come into the kingdom.
就是经过了很多其他的事情，到今天为止，我楼上的邻居已经是国度里头的一员了。
But it took us taking personal ownership.
但是他需要的是我个人要对他负责。
And persistence.
而且要有这个忍耐。
What if we had stopped blessing her after 6 months?
万一我们六个月以后就不为他祝福了呢？
What if we had said, "Ah, we've blessed her so much, let's just leave it"?
或者是说，我们就说，我们已经祝福够了，我们继往下去吧。
If we wouldn't have seen what we saw.
可能我们就看不到今天这样子的结果。
So our encouragement to you tonight.
所以我们今天的第二个鼓励。
Take ownership.
就是要对，要负责，为你的邻舍负责。
Practice what Dave Thompson was teaching.
就是我们要实际的去实践今天我们所学习到的。
If you see a door.
你如果看到一个门。
You bless it.
你就祝福。
You speak peace.
你就就是说平安的话。
And you persist.
然后你很坚忍。
Because as you do that, you will shift the spiritual climate.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们就可以改变这个属灵的空
气。And you will see the presence of God flow.
我们就会看到神的同在会进到那个家里头去。
So take ownership.
要有责任感。
In your neighborhood.
在我们的这个邻舍的地方。在我们工作的地方。
Students at your school campus.
对学生来讲，在你的学校。
Where there's many, many problems.
就有很学校里头有很多的问题。
Maybe you are in homeschool.
或者是你在 homeschool 自己家。
What activities are you involved in?
不管是你参加什么样的活动。
That's where God has placed you. That's your sphere of influence.
就是那就神把你放在哪里，那里就是你可以有用你影响力的地方。
And what's wonderful about prayer evangelism?
在这个行就是祷告。传道的这个学习里头
is anyone can do it，
因为每一个人都可以做
at any age，
在不管你是什么年纪都可以做。
And I want to encourage you，
我也要鼓励大家
to practice these things as a family，
就是我一个家庭一起，大家一起来实践来练习。
One of the things that my wife and I do after each night， it's our tradition after our evening meal to go for a walk。
我跟我太太常常在吃完饭以后，我们会散步。
And we'll just walk around the neighborhood.
我们就在我们家附近散步。
I don't have a megaphone.
我没有这个扩大器。
I don't usually carry my Bible.
我也不带着我的圣经。
But as we're walking,
那我们在一面在散步的时候
，and as we're walking Duchess and the kids,
我们看着我们的狗跟我们的孩子在一起走的时候
，we're just quietly speaking peace to the neighbors to the left and to the right.
我们就静静的，就是为他们祝福平安，他们家庭的平安。
And we do that together as a family.
我们就是一家一起来做。
Now this is not just a project.
这不是好像一个特别的工作。
That we do in the days leading up to Easter.
不是说好像在复活节之前要做。
Or Christmas.
也不是说因为圣诞节来我们要做。
It's all the time.
是我们常常就是。
Because it's part of our lifestyle.
因为这就是我们现在一个生活的习惯跟形态。
It's okay to be normal.
就在平常的生活当中来做。
Because God's designed you the way He has.
因为神已经这样子的设计，我们每一个人是不一样的。
And He'll use you the way He's designed you.
不管他怎么样设计我们，我们就是照着我们自己的这样子的形态去做。
But God has put you in a sphere of influence.
但神已经把你放在你可以影响的那个地方。
And He wants to activate you.
他希望请你启动。
Because there's people there.
因为那边的人。
That only you will touch.
只有你能够影响他们。
Pastor Joe will not be able to impact people that you work with.
因为孙牧师没有办法影响到你身边的人。
He's not able to go to every school campus.
他也不可能到每一个学校去。
But you're there.
但是你已经在那个学校。
And so the pastor will empower you.
但是牧师会帮助你。
And teach you.
也会教导你。
And encourage you.
也能鼓励你。
And pray for you.
也为你祷告。
But you have to go.
但是你必须要去。
You're the laborers.
你就是这个。
And he's your number one fan.
那他就是你最大的一个粉丝。
It sounds really fun in Chinese. I like that.
It's pretty literal. Sound translation.
I like that. So take ownership of your sphere of influence.
所以为我们这个可以身边可以影响的人，我们要负起责任。
And then do it as a family.
而且我们就用一家人来一起做。
Another real practical thing that we have done several times as a family.
另外我们做的一件事情。
We'll take some time at a meal time.
我们有些时候吃饭的时候，我们花一点时间。
And we just walk through a practical exercise.
然后我们就做一些练习。
We get everybody takes out a piece of paper. Ourselves get one, and each of our children take one.
所以我们每一个人就拿一张纸。
And we write out the names of the people in our spheres of influence.
我们就把就是我们周围可以影响的人的名字写下来。
And then we put them in a little jar.
我们就把它放在一个罐子里。
On the table.
放在这个桌子上。
And as we pray for the meal.
当我们为我们的饭食祝福的时候。
We'll pull out a few of the names.
我们就把一些名字拿出来。
And we say, okay, today.We're praying for Eden's friend.
所以我们就把名字拿出来。我们今天要为这个 Eden 的朋友来祷告。
Or we're praying for Lydia's friend that she met at the nursery.
或者是说我们另外一天就为这个 Lydia 的朋友来祷告。
Or we're praying for the person that we met at Safeway last night.
或者是说我们昨天在这个 Safeway 碰到的朋友，我们就为他祷告。
And we just do that.
我们就这么做。
And we pray for them.
我们为他们，我们就为他们祷告。
And we speak peace.
我们就为他们祝福。
Whether they're there or not, we're sending blessing their way.
不管他在不在那个地方，我们就为他们祝福。
So I would encourage you to find ways that you can do some practical things as a family.
所以我也鼓励大家能够找就是用一些方式跟你的家人一起来祝福。
As we have done this as a family.
我们。这样子一起做。
The Lord has just shone His light far beyond what we could ever imagine.
神真的就是让我们看到他的作为是超过我们所求所想的。
There was one day several years ago.
在几年前。
We got a knock on the door.
我们又有人来。
From a neighbor.
也是一个邻居来敲门。
We had just started to build some relationship with them.
我们开始跟他们有一些关系。
And the lady was pregnant.
这个女士她已经怀孕。
And she got to the doorstep and was very panicked.
她好像很紧张到我们家的时候。
And she said, "I know you pray. I need you to pray for me right now."
我知道你祷告，但是我现在需要你为我祷告。
And with my gift of discernment,
我有这个分辨的能力。
I said, "I sense you're in pain."
我觉得你好像是在痛了，是不是阵痛了？开玩笑。
Jessica was there.
我的太太在那儿。
And she came and talked to the lady a little bit.
所以她也来跟这个女士聊一下。
We found out that the baby was in the wrong position.
所以我们看到就我们知道就是说这个孩子的胎位不正。
And then she had many complications with the pregnancy.
所以她过去在怀孕的时候也有很多的难题。
And if things didn't change,
如果她这个胎位没有转过来的话，
she was going to have a very complicated emergency surgery the next day.
所以如果在这种情况之下，她第二天马上就需要开刀。
So right there on our doorstep,
所以就在我们的门口，
we gathered around.
我们就大家一起聚集。
This lady is not a Christian.
这个太太也不是一个基督徒。
She's not a believer.
她也不相信神
but she had a need,
但是她有这个需要
and she knew where to go to get prayer,
但是她就知道来我们家
I mean, this was not in our plan, right?
所以这个也不是我们可以预计的不是可能我们想象的
but the Lord just opened this door.
但是神就我们预备了这样子的事情
and so Jessica prayed for her.
所以我的太太就为她祷告
she said, let us know how it goes.
让我们知道结果怎么样
the next day we got another knock on the door.
那第二天我们又有人来敲门
it was the same lady.
又是同样这位太太
she said, I'm here.
她说我现在站在这里
I'm not at the hospital.
我不在医院里头
I went this morning.
我今天早上去了
Said the baby had turned.
他们说这个 baby 的胎位已经正
常了。It was a miracle.
真的是一个奇迹。
It was incredible.
真的是很难想象。感谢主。
We have so many stories. I'm trying to figure out which ones to tell.
我们真的有很多的见证，不晓得要讲哪一个。
But the point is really this.
但是最重要的是
，You need to get started with wherever you're at.
不管你在哪一个地方，你就可以就从那个地方开始。
As you commit to transformation,
当你愿意一起来做这个转化的工作的时候
，and to living a lifestyle of prayer evangelism,
将这个转化成为一个生活的形态的时候
，it all starts with taking that first step.
就是走出第一步就可以开始。
And that brings me to my third point, which is transformation is a process.
所以我第三点就是要说的是转化是一个过程。
I love this passage in Proverbs, verse 18.
这个在箴言第四章第十八节。
when this verse came to the forefront with us as a ministry,
当我接到这个经节的时候，就在他们的服事中有。
It helped us so much.
真的是帮助，非常的帮助我们。
It really captures the journey that we are all on.
因为真的就是照亮了我们这个整个的这个旅程。
It says the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full day.
这里说义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到正午。
And transformation is just like that.
转化也就是这样子。
And living a lifestyle of as a family to minister to others and to bless others is just like that.
当我们用转化来当作我们的一个生活形态的时候，这个过程也就是像这个上面所描述的一样。
It's like the very start of the day when there's just a little bit of light.
不是就是像正午的光一样。
But with that little bit of light, you start to walk and take some steps forward.
是从开始像从黎明的光一点点，然后慢慢的往前进。
And you know the day gets brighter and brighter.
因为我们都知道日光是越来越亮。
Until the sun is fully shining and lighting up the sky.
直到正午的时候是最亮了。
And this journey that we are all on.
所以在我们走到这个人生的过程当中
is just like that.
就是这样子。
I believe that God will use you.
我相信神会使用你
to reach people that only you can reach.
而且是会又使用你来影响你周围的人。
That God will use your family.
神也会使用你的家庭
to be an example to other families.
成为别人的一个榜样。
I believe that.
我真的相信。
I believe that God has given you hope.
我相信神给你的盼望。
And you may think to yourself, "You're crazy, Benji. You don't know my family."
那我会说你不太了解我的家庭。
But the point is this: we are all on this journey.
但是最重要是我们都是在这个过程当中。
And God's light is God's light.
但神的光就是神的光。
But it's looking for vessels to flow through and to shine.
他在寻找可以使用的器皿。
And so we all need to take these steps wherever we're at.
所以我们只需要一步一步的往前走。
We start with what Dave was talking about. We start with blessing. It all starts with blessing.
所以我们所开始做的就是开始的祝福。
With just quietly speaking peace to the people that are around us.
我们就是安安静静的，就是来祝福我们的邻舍。
How do you cultivate this with your kids?
如何来培养你小孩子也有这样子的生活形态呢？
Don't just talk about it with them.
不要用就是用讲的用教的
or don't just talk about it to them
也不是只是对着他们说
but show them
然后但是要做给他们看
let them see you blessing your neighbor
让他们看到你祝福别人的时候
let them see you leading in prayer for somebody in your sphere of influence
让他们看到你带领着大家为一个邻舍祝福的时候
take your kids for a walk around the place where you work
带着你的孩子去散步或者是到你工作的地方
Or drive past it.
或者是说开车开过去。
And as you do that, pray a blessing over that.
当我们开车开过你的公司或是学校或任何地方，就是为他们祝福。
Parents, by you modeling that,
就父母只有说我们这样子做。
You will do even more than a two-week Sunday school lesson on that.
这比上两个礼拜的主日学还更有用。
That is the Sunday school lesson, right?
那就是一个主日学的课程。
We're always looking for the practical, tangible things. Just do it.
就是不需要再找其他的课程或是什么，就是用你自己来做榜样。
What I love about prayer evangelism,
我为什么喜欢这个祷告布道
is it's especially wonderful.
它真的是非常的棒。
For people that are shy.
对于特别是害羞的人来讲。
And for people that are reserved.
对。就是对于比较那个内向的人
For people that don't like to talk to strangers
还有对于特别说不喜欢跟人说话的人
Is there anybody here like that? Is there anybody here that knows anybody like that?
有没有认识这样子的人
You're too shy to respond, that's okay
因为真的很你如果太害羞不好意思回应没关系
That's what's so wonderful, what's so awesome about prayer evangelism
所以这个祷告布道这就是它最美的地方
Is it's not about preaching a message
不是要你去就是去跟他去讲道
or trying to convince somebody based on all the logical arguments about the resurrection.
也不是要你去说服他们，用这个就是用逻辑去说服他们。
It's letting them experience who Jesus is.
让他们就能够感受经验谁是耶稣基督。
And they experience that as we bless them.
他们就在无形当中就感受到了基督的同在。
Jesus never asked for anything in return.
耶稣基督从来没有要任何的回报。
He never went up to somebody.
他从来没有到任何一个人面前说。
He said, "I would love to pray for you."
他说我愿意为你祷告。
But I need you to come to synagogue first.
但是你要到这个会堂来。
I need you to sign up for my class.
但是从来耶稣也没有说你必须要来上课。
And after my six-week class on healing,
当我讲完这个六堂课，
I can pray for your need.
我就可以为你祷告。
No, he never operated like that.
他从来不是这样子做的。
He just did it.
他就是为他们祝福。
He just blessed people.
他就是祝福他们。
He healed people.
他就医治他们。
He touched their lives.
他就触摸了他们的生命。
And people knew that that was where they needed to go.
他们人就知道说他们需要去归向基督。
And I believe the same thing will happen in our lives.
我相信同样的事情也在我们的生命里头可以发生。
That God will use each one of us right where we are.
神可以在我们每一个人所在之地来使用我们。
Whatever age or stage of life that we're in.
不管你是什么样的年纪，是什么样的地方，什么样的人。
But it all starts with us getting on this journey.
但是就是你要愿意开始走上这个旅程。
And that's what we're learning here in these days, right?
所以这个就是我们这几天在这边所学习的。
So my encouragement to you,
所以我对大家的鼓励
is that God has great plans in store for you.
神对每一个人都有一个很大的计划。
I was so blessed to learn about the family emphasis in this church.
我听到说这个家庭是这个教会的一个重心的时候，我非常的兴奋。
And that there are so many families that are coming and getting involved here.
而且有很多家庭都来到这个教会，也很在教会很投入。
I got so excited.
我很兴奋。
This is my passion, obviously.
因为你就可以看到，这就是我的一个好像我工作的一个重心。
But I believe it's such a critical part of our society.
但这是真的是我们社会很需要的一个部分。
So it starts with husband and wife.
所以从一夫妻开始。
Being together in unity.
重新的建立一个家庭。
That gives that unity brings spiritual authority.
而且这个合一就带来了属灵的权柄。
And from that place of authority,
从这个属灵的权柄
we bless those that are around us.
我们就为我们周围的人祝福。
We close any doors that have been given to the enemy.
我们就把给撒旦的这个通道给关上了。
And as we do that ourselves in our own homes and our own families and relationships,
当我们在自己的家里还有我们自己人际的关系这样子做的时候
then that naturally happens as we go up.
那当我们 出到我们 家里之外的时候也就是这样子
there's just a flow to it, there's an ease that comes.
就是非常自然的就发生了。
As we live as Jesus lived,
当我们活着当我们学着基督活的样式的时候
Our lives become like a river.
我们的生活就像 一道河流一样。
And rivers are awesome.
河流真的是很好的。
Rivers flow.
河流就是一直流。
They bring life wherever they go.
他们有生命。
There's beautiful trees that grow by rivers.
而且在这个河的两面就会有很漂亮的树。
It could be a huge, mighty, rushing river.
也可能是很快的急流。
Or it could be a small little creek.
或是很小的溪水。
But a river is always moving.
但是它是一直在流动的。
A river is always flowing.
因为它一直是在流动的。
And our lives are to be like that.
因为我们的生命也是如此。
We are to constantly be flowing with the Lord.
我们的生命要一直的跟主一同的流动。
Moving with Him in our everyday lives.
在我们每天的生活里头都与他一同的流动。
I'm going to talk more specifically about things with our children tomorrow morning.
明天早上我要跟大家分享是怎么样跟我们的孩子一起
and how important it is that we raise up our kids now as world changers.
我们怎么样来教育一代新的一代来转化他们自己跟这个世界。
We believe that there is no junior Holy Spirit.
我们相信是没有就是所谓的年轻的或是那个圣灵。
That the same Holy Spirit that's inside Pastor Joe,
就是在孙牧师的圣灵
is inside my son Eden,
也是就在我孩子的圣灵
and inside Lydia,
也是在我的三岁的女儿
and inside the little baby boy I saw earlier,
也在我刚刚看到的一个小 baby,
is it Lemuel?
Lemuel,
yeah, the same Holy Spirit's inside of him.
圣灵就是一位。
And you may think, oh, that's crazy, he's just a baby.
但是你可能说他就是一个小 baby.
I am crazy.
我真的是有一点疯狂的。
I believe, and I'll show you tomorrow from the Word of God, okay?
我会从圣经里头来跟大家分享。
I'm so crazy.
我很疯狂。
I believe everything in this book.
我相信圣经上所说的每一句话。
So I want to help. I want to bring this time to a close.
我现在要做一个结束。
And we want to take some time to pray.
我们想花一些时间来祷告。
And pray over the families.
我们为家庭来祷告。
God loves families.
神真的喜爱每一个家庭。
God loves it. He's referred to as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他每次用的就是说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的家庭。
You know, Abraham received that word from God.
亚伯拉罕从神那边领受他的话。
That said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations.
你要做万国之父。
And he must have thought, you got the wrong guy.
他亚伯拉罕说，可能是你找错人了。
And I think sometimes as parents and as adults,
有些时候我们做大人的。
We hear a word of encouragement.
我们听到一些鼓励的话。
We hear a word of faith.
我们听到就是有信心的话。
And then immediately we disqualify ourselves as to why that doesn't apply.
那我们就会说我们这些都很有道理，但跟我好像不太配合。
Or why we could never do that.
那我们不能做这些事。
Or why that doesn't apply to us.
好像跟我不是有直接的关系。
And we disqualify ourselves.
我们就不把自己算在这个里头。
And we say, no, that's not for me.
不是跟我有关系的。
Well, that's hopelessness that the enemy has brought.
但是这个是撒旦所带来的没有盼望的说法。
And we want to punch hopelessness in the face tonight.
我们要把这个铲除，把这样的想法铲除掉。
And we want to send the enemy out of here tonight.
我们要把这个撒旦魔鬼从这里赶出去。
With a monumental migraine headache.
而且要让他头痛的抱头鼠窜。
So we want to take some time to pray.
所以我们要花一些时间来祷告。
I'd like us to pray a corporate prayer together.
我们要先有一起大家的祷告。
And we're just going to kind of pray through the outline that I shared here tonight.
我们要跟着这个我们今天所分享的来祷告。
So I want to just invite you to close your eyes and bow your heads.
现在就请大家来闭上的眼睛，我们一起来祷告。
We'll just take some time to be quiet in the Lord's presence.
我们就在神的同在中来祷告。
And I want you just quietly with just you and the Holy Spirit there.
就是自己在神的面前。
Just use the Word of God as a mirror tonight.
用神的话来做你的这个一面镜子。
And that passage in Ephesians that we talked about.
特别是在以弗所书的这段话说。
Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And don't give the devil a foothold.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Is there some area of your life where he has gained a foothold?
在反省我们的生活当中，是不是有给魔鬼留地步？
If that's the case,
如果是这样子的话，
then you can draw a direct line.
现在就直接向神
to a point of disunity.
叫这个分让我们分开的这个灵
and anger
的这个怒气
that you have not dealt with
你还没有对付的
and the Holy Spirit is here tonight
圣灵就在我们的当中
and he just says to you
那他在对你说
I want to take that away
我要把这个不合一的心分开
I want you to surrender that to me
顺从神
Holy Spirit, I just thank you so much that you are here.
亲爱的圣灵，感谢你，我们同在。
Thank you for each one of my friends that are here tonight.
为我每一个朋友向你献上感谢。
And Father, we thank you that you are a loving God.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是一个慈爱的神。
You are full of grace.
你充满了恩典。
And you're full of truth.
你充满了真理。
And Lord, first you stand there with your arms open wide.
神，你站在那边，敞开你的双臂。
And you say, "Come."
你说来。
Just like the story of the prodigal son.
就好像那个浪子一样。
The father saw the son.
父亲看到这个儿子。
That was lost.
他是一个浪子。
That was a mess.
他真的是一塌糊涂的生活。
He had blown it sky high.
他已经把所有的家产荡尽。
And yet the father was still looking for him.
但是父亲仍然在。
And was waiting, eagerly waiting for him.
而且积极的在等待着他。
And we thank you that's such a clear picture of who you are, Father God.
感谢你，是因为这就是你自己。
You're there with your arms open wide.
你站在那边用双臂来欢迎。
Ready to embrace us.
要就是马上要来拥抱我们。
You don't say to us.
你没有说。
Get cleaned up.
去洗干净。
And then I will hug you.
我再来拥抱你。
You embrace us.
你就直接抱着我。
Right where we're at.
就是我这么脏，你就抱着我。
And I thank you for that tonight, Father.
谢谢你，我的天父。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢你，亲爱的圣灵。
Father, I pray right now.
亲爱的天父，我现在祷告。
As the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
当圣灵对我们说话的时候。
That my friends here tonight.
我在这边的每一位朋友。
Would turn over anger to you.
就将他们的怒气转给你。
Anger that is unresolved.
没有一个没有决定的一个怒气，没有个结果的怒气。
Help us to bring that to you.
让我们就把我们的所有的怒气都转交给你。
Forgive us, Lord.
原谅我们。
For the times that we have slept on our anger.
让我们将这些怒气已经压抑在我们心中这么久。
Forgive us, Lord.
原谅我们。
Forgive us.
赦免我们。
We receive your grace.
我们接受你自己的恩典。
As we receive your mercy.
我们也接受你的怜悯。
Lord, together as husband and wife.
啊，像夫妻一样。
I pray that you will unite us like never before.
主就联合我们，叫我们合一。
I pray your blessing over every couple here tonight.
啊，求你祝福在这里的每一对夫妻。
I pray that the bonds of unity would grow stronger.
让你自己的合一能够更坚强。
Lord, that you would move in power.
然后你能够坚强他们。
And you would release.
啊，你就让他们。
Powerful spiritual authority.
让他们有强大的属灵的权柄。
To every couple.
啊，给每一对夫妻。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
Help us to draw closer to you.
主耶稣帮助我们能够与你更亲近。
And as we draw closer to you,
当我们更亲近你的时候，
you will draw us closer together as husband and wife.
你会帮助我们更彼此的亲近。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你，亲爱的主。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
I pray a blessing over every husband and wife here tonight.
我为每一个做丈夫的跟做妻子的祷告。
Bless every marriage tonight.
也祝福每一个婚姻。
Bring healing.
求你带来医治。
And to any situations that may seem hopeless.
求你祝福每一个看起来好像已经不可能的婚姻状况。
We declare there is hope.
我们来宣告说一定有盼望。
There is hope.
有盼望。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名。
This is what you died for.
这就是你为我们钉在十字架上的。
You died on the cross.
你在十字架上我们
钉死。You shed your precious blood.
你宝贵的宝血流下。
You were raised again on the third day.
主啊，你再一次的复活。
Demonstrating your power.
主，你展开了你自己的全能。
Over everything.
你的全能是能够掌握每一个情况
Over every situation,
每一种状况
And we invoke your power tonight,
我们今天要启动你自己的全能
Over every situation,
在每一个状况当中
Every situation that seems hopeless,
在每一个觉得无望的状况
We stand on your word and we declare there is hope
我们站在自己的话上我们来宣告
There is hope because of Jesus
我们来宣告说因为有耶稣就有盼望
And we receive, Lord
我们来你的面前领受
We receive fresh hope from you tonight
我们来你的面前领受新的盼望
Hope for our families
我们对家庭的盼望
That you can turn around
因为你可以来转变我们
Any situation
你可以来改变我们
And make us stronger
你能够改变任何的状况
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
Father, I pray for every home
亲爱的天父我为每一个家庭祷告
Where there may be a prodigal
可能有一个问题
Lord, we speak hope
我们也要来说盼望
We speak life
我们说有生命
We say to any prodigals
我们只能来说这些问题
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
Come to your senses.
就是真的是能够站起来，在耶稣的面前再一次的站起来。
Turn and come home.
转向归向天父。
There is love.
有爱。
There is a warm embrace.
有温暖，有拥抱。
There's clean clothes for you.
有干净的衣服为你预备。
We're going to celebrate your return.
我们真的要来欢迎你的归回。
And we call home any prodigals that may be represented here tonight.
我们为每一个浪子来祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Lord, I pray over every home and every family.
我也为每一个家庭来祷告。
I pray that you will use us mightily.
你会大大大的来使用我们每一个家庭。
In our neighbors.
我们的邻居。
In our neighborhoods.
在我们的邻舍当
中。In our places of work.
在我们工作的职场上。
In our schools.
在我们的学校里头。
In the activities that we're involved in.
在我们所做的一些活动里。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
And use us.
来使用我们。
We say to you, Lord.
我们向着你说
Yes, Lord.
是的，主
We are yours.
我们是属你的
We are ready to be used.
我们愿意被你使用
We will take that first step.
我们会展开我们第一步
And we will bless.
我们会去祝福
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名来祝福
Lord, I pray over this church.
亲爱的主，我也为这个教会
That you will use this church.
你会使用这个教会
To bring hope into hopelessness.
将这个教会来为没有盼望的地方带来盼望
To shine light into darkness.
真的是让他们在黑暗之中能够展开光来
Where only these people will go.
只有这些人可以去的地方
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你
Thank you, Lord. You are a good, good Father.
你真的是一个伟大的天父
And we love you, Lord.
我们爱你
And we praise your name tonight.
我们赞美你的名
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I invite you all just to stand to your feet?
可以请大家站起来
And can we just join hands with each other? I'm going to have you be very non-Chinese tonight and join hands.
我们大家来牵手，虽然你可能有一些不习惯。
And let's pray as we bring our time to a close. Yeah, go ahead and go right across the aisle if you don't mind. You're not going to have to shift around a little bit here.
没有关系，大家都一起，整个都连接。
There we go. This is a tremendous sign of unity.
这让我们有大家一个合一的一个景象。
But let's pray a prayer dedicating ourselves corporately.
那我们现在就一起的来祷告。
To take the first step.
来奉献我们自己，我们来踏开第一步。
And as you go from here tonight.
当你离开这个地方。
Here's your homework.
今天你的功课呢
？Bless every door.
祝福每一个你走过的门。
Bless every person that you see.
看祝福每一位你看到的人。
Whether you know them or not.
不管你认不认识他们。
Speak peace.
对他们讲平安的话。
Begin to practice it.
开始来实践。
If you have children as you go home.
如果你有孩子的话。
Grab your children.
带着你的孩子。
And begin tonight.
从今天晚上开始。
To model these things with them.
来练习这些事情。
Say we're going to take a moment before we go to bed.
告诉他们说，我们睡觉之前。
And together as a family.
从一个家庭一起。
We're going to pray for our neighbors.
我们要一起来为我们的邻舍祷告。
We're going to pray for your friends.
我们要为你的朋友祷告。
Whatever it is.
不管是什么事情。
But let's get going tonight.
但是我们今天就开始踏出这第一步。
San Jose is waiting.
San Jose 已经在等候我们。
Milpitas is waiting.
Milpitas 也是在等候。
The Bay Area is waiting.
这整个湾区都在等候我们。
And the Lord's waiting.
神在等候我们。
He said, I know some people.
他说我知道有一些人。
At the Ark Baptist Church.
在这个方舟浸信教会。
I have called them.
我已经呼召他们。
I'm equipping them.
我已经在装备他们。
I am with them.
我已经与他们同在。
And I'm going to use them.
我要使用他们。
So God's with us.
神与我们同在。
And now we need to step into that.
所以我们现在要踏开我们的第一步。
So let's all pray.Together.
所以我们都一起的来祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父
，In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
，We praise your name.
我们赞美你的名。
You are a great and mighty God.
你是大而有能力的神。
You can do all things.
你可以做所有的事。
You can do anything.
你可以做任何事。
Because you are powerful.
因为你是有全能的神。
We declare your greatness tonight.
我们宣告你的全能。
And now, Lord Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣基督
，We are here.
我们站在你的面前。
As your people call by your name.
像你的子民一样，我们来呼求你的名。
And we are saying.
我们说。
Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
Sign me up.
我愿意。
I'm on your team.
我愿意。
And I'm ready to be used.
我愿意被你使用。
Used to be a blessing.
我愿意被你使用来祝福人。
Used to reach out.
愿来去。
Used to shine your light.
来为你发光。
I'm ready.
我已经准备。
To do this.
愿意做这个事。
To have my family.
让我的家人。
Walking together.
我们一起的
being united
合一的
and moving forward together
向前走
to see your kingdom come
我们愿意看到你的国度
I am ready
我已经准备
好 Holy Spirit
亲爱的圣灵
fill me
充满我
come upon me
充满我
in a fresh way
从一个新的
empower me
真的来给我力量
like never before
像从来没有过的一
样 I receive your touch
我领受你自己的
in Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
and now Lord
亲爱的主
I'm going to practice
我要练习
and I bless the person on my left
我祝福我右手边的人
and I bless the person on my right
我祝福我左手边的人
touch them
触摸他们
bless them
祝福他们
anoint them
赐给他们
touch them and use them and use us together to do what we've never done before as we leave here tonight in Jesus' name amen amen and amen
amen
amen hallelujah
What a wonderful message.
真的感谢主。
If all our family can live a happy life,
如果我们的家庭都可以有一个快乐的生活
I think all the America will return to the Christ.
我想整个美国就会回归真神了，回归我们。
Because right now what church present?
因为现在教会所展示的。
The divorce rate is the same as the Gentile non-believers.
我们在教会里头的离婚率跟外面的离婚率是一样的高。
So people will ask why Jesus?
那人家就有人问说为什么耶稣有帮助吗
？If we transform our family,
如果我们能够转化我们的家庭
，and live just unity, a life as unity,
然后我们过着一个合一的生活
，and they will see the difference.
他们也可以看到这个不同。
And after that, they will ask for the secret.
那他们也会问我们为什么
And that's the time that we can share the gospel to them.
那个也就是我们可以分享福音的时候
So first of all, we have to experience that.
我们自己要先经历这样子的事情
And sometimes you'll say it's hard because we have this problem, that problem, our family is just too complicated to solve those problems.
那很多时候我们会说我们的家庭太复杂了，有太多难解决的问题
But we do know one thing.
但是我们所知道的一件事
Our God listens to the prayers.
我们的神会听我们的祷告
So let's just bring all the difficulties to the Lord.
所以让我们把我们所有的困难带到神面前
ask for His mercy.
我们来求神的怜悯
ask for the wisdom.
我们来求神给我们智慧
and ask for all the patience that we need.
我们求神给我们足够的忍耐
and someday,
有一天
Things will turn around,
事情会有改观
the glory will be revealed,
荣耀会被彰显出来
and people will see this is a different family.
世人就会看见这是不同的家庭
Can we just sing one song?
我们来唱一首诗歌
Every time I pray
每一次我祷告
我以祷告来到你面前你跟前祷告来到你跟前，我要寻求你，我要寻求你，我要站在破口之中，在那里我寻求你。每一次我祷告，我要到你的手，祷告做你事，我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，失恋我会想你。一节再来 ，I welcome to you in prayer. I will seek your face. I will stand within again. Here will I intercede for every time. For every time I pray, I move the hand of God. My prayer does nothing. My hands cannot do. we move the hands of a strength and nations turn to you. 主我是软弱及无助，你却是我的力量，你因亲切的手引导我，那就是我的得胜。每一次我祷告，我要动你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，我们没多余，道路没目的，是烈火归山。
副歌我们站起来唱好吗？每一次
每一次我祷告，我要动你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山没多余，道路没目的，是烈火归山。
For every time I pray,
for every time I pray, I move the head of God. My prayer does a thing my hand cannot do. Every time I pray, the mountains are moved, the paths are made straight, and nations turn.
主，你再次来，每一次我祷告，
每一次我祷告，我要动你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山没多余，道路没目的，是烈火归向你。
我们现在还有一些时间，我想我们来做一些的祷告。我们请，如果你是夫妻在一起，你就夫妻一起祷告；如果你是夫妻不在旁边，你就跟你的找一个同性别的弟兄跟弟兄，姊妹就找姊妹。好，我们两个人一组，我们就为对方的家庭来祝福，好吧？我们为对方的家庭来祝福。特别如果有一些比较大的一个方面的话，你可以分享的，你就稍微讲一下，为你的什么地方，你家里的什么地方来祝福，你可以讲的，不能讲的话你就先不要讲，免得你也讲不出来哈。就是say something and ask for your partner to pray for you, your family, and let's just dedicate everything, just let Lord to help us through the prayer to solve up our problems, the family.